So, you walk into an imaging center on a Saturday afternoon, and something's different. The scanner's running, patients are getting contrast-enhanced studies, but there's no radiologist in the building. How is that even possible?
Right, it sounds counterintuitive at first. But we're seeing radiology groups and imaging centers completely rethink how they deliver supervision for contrast administration. The key is remote contrast supervision, real-time virtual oversight through secure audiovisual technology that meets CMS direct supervision requirements.
And that's fully compliant now? I know the regulatory environment has been shifting quite a bit.
Exactly. CMS made virtual direct supervision permanent for diagnostic tests starting January 1, 2026. That's a major shift from pre-pandemic policies that required on-site physician presence. The ACR also formally introduced the option for virtual direct supervision in an updated statement on June 12, 2025, clarifying that it may be performed by a physician through December 31, 2025, consistent with CMS's temporary definition at that time.
So, we've established that it's legal and compliant. But why are radiology groups and imaging centers actually adopting this model? What's driving the shift?
Well, there are really three big drivers. First, the ongoing radiologist shortage. Attrition rates have doubled between 2014 and 2022, and facilities are forced to cancel exams or limit hours. Second, operational costs. Replacing dedicated on-site coverage with virtual supervision can offset a single radiologist's fully loaded salary, which runs anywhere from $450,000 to $700,000 annually. And third, growth constraints. Scaling imaging centers without adding on-site physicians is a key challenge, and remote supervision directly addresses that.
I hear you. So you're essentially converting a fixed expense into something more flexible.
That's exactly right. Virtual contrast supervision can deliver up to a 70% cost reduction compared to traditional on-site models when all factors are considered. Beyond saving money, though, you're also expanding capacity. Some centers report extending operating hours, including evenings and weekends, without increasing on-site staffing, using remote coverage to expand access to care. Some centers can add 4 to 6 hours on weekdays, plus weekend coverage.
And I assume that translates to more volume?
Definitely. Imaging centers adopting virtual supervision have reported volume increases ranging from 10% to 20%. When you think about it, a scanner that sits idle because no physician is available to supervise contrast administration is lost capacity. Pure and simple. Virtual supervision unlocks that unused capacity.
Have you ever wondered how much revenue is just sitting there, waiting for the right supervision model? That idle scanner question really hits home for a lot of administrators, I'd imagine.
Oh, absolutely. I actually spoke with one imaging center director recently who told me they'd been turning away contrast cases every Friday afternoon for months because their radiologist left early. Once they switched to remote supervision, those Friday slots filled up immediately. It was like flipping a switch.
That's a great example. Now, that point about unused capacity sets up our next piece, how to actually train and integrate on-site technologists with virtual supervision protocols. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Contrast Connect. Contrast Connect is owned and led by radiologists who provide CMS-compliant virtual contrast supervision for outpatient imaging centers nationwide. They supervise over 55,000 monthly contrast exams with zero missed responses, and they strictly adhere to CMS, ACR, and HIPAA guidelines. Whether you're looking to extend facility hours, reduce staffing costs, or expand contrast-enhanced services, Contrast Connect delivers expert remote oversight. Learn more at www.contrast-connect.com.
Picking up on that unused capacity question, how do you actually train and integrate on-site technologists with virtual supervision protocols? Because I imagine there's a learning curve.
There is, but it's manageable if you approach it systematically. The first step is standardizing workflow and systems across all your sites. That means consistent PACS and RIS integration, so images and reports flow the same way. Documented protocols for imaging procedures and contrast administration, and clear communication channels between on-site technologists and remote physicians.
Right, makes sense. What about the human side, getting techs comfortable with the change?
That's critical. You need hands-on training that covers the technology, how to initiate the audio-visual connection, for example, as well as the clinical protocols. What does the tech do if a patient has a reaction? How do they communicate with a remote radiologist in real time? Certification processes really help staff feel supported rather than thrown into a new system.
And I imagine some techs might worry that remote supervision means less safety oversight.
That's a common concern, but the data actually shows the opposite. Remote radiologists specializing in contrast supervision often manage 5 to 10 contrast reactions daily, translating to superior recognition of complications due to concentrated experience. That's something you don't always get with on-site coverage, where a radiologist might see reactions only occasionally. So you're getting more expertise, not less.
That concentrated expertise piece is really compelling. You could say these remote radiologists become specialists in contrast reactions simply by volume.
Exactly. The sheer number of cases they handle turns them into true experts at spotting and managing complications quickly.
What about multi-site networks? How does remote supervision help with geographic expansion?
It changes the math completely. Each new location traditionally required its own on-site physician coverage, a cost that can make satellite sites unviable. With remote supervision, a smaller or newer location can operate with technologists on-site and physician supervision provided remotely. That lowers the threshold at which a new site becomes financially sustainable. New locations can be opened with remote physician interpretation and supervision, reducing overhead significantly.
Right, and I imagine compliance becomes more complex when you're operating across multiple states?
It does. Compliance with evolving state-specific supervision rules and federal guidelines, CMS, ACR, HIPAA, is a core component of any remote supervision strategy. For example, California's AB 460, effective January 1st, 2026, explicitly allows licensed physicians to remotely oversee contrast administration via live audiovisual technology. But not every state has adopted the same rules yet, so you have to confirm requirements for each jurisdiction you operate in.
So you can't just assume one size fits all.
Correct. And the documentation side is equally important. Imaging centers billing Medicare must maintain audit-ready documentation proving physician availability, supervision method, and real-time two-way audio-visual communication for every supervised exam. Regulatory compliance is streamlined through automated documentation systems that create those audit-ready records, helping facilities meet CMS, ACR, and state regulation standards.
I mean, at least we're not dealing with fax machines anymore for documentation, right?
Thankfully, no. Though some places probably still have one sitting in a corner somewhere.
So if you're a practice manager or imaging center director listening today, why should you consider this model now?
Because the constraints you're facing, radiologist shortage, rising costs, limited hours, growth barriers, they're not going away. Virtual contrast supervision enables imaging centers to add or expand high-value contrast-enhanced services, extend operating hours, and open additional locations without proportional increases in fixed staffing costs. You're gaining flexibility, reducing expenses, and improving patient safety all at once.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. From compliance and cost savings to training and multi-site expansion. If you're looking to scale your imaging operations without adding on-site physicians at every location, remote contrast supervision provides a practical, compliant path forward. Thanks for breaking this down with us.
My pleasure. It's an exciting time for radiology, and I think we're going to see more and more centers adopt this model as the regulatory environment continues to support it.